Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we got backstage details on Charlotte's return. Does Pat McAfee have heat with the WWE? But first, AEW announces a Brody Lee Memorial Show. Larson, what's in the news?
So Tony Khan announced yesterday on Twitter that their two scheduled New Year's Smash shows would each be postponed a week to January 6th and January 13th. And this Wednesday's edition of Dynamite would, as he posted on Twitter, quote, celebrate the life of John Huber, Mr. Brody Lee, with a show including tributes and a special card of matches dedicated to the Exalted One. The night is intended to honor John, but this is also for Amanda and their sons, Brody, minus one, mm-hmm. and Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the matches announced so far. One is Brody, minus one's favorites, Cody, Orange Cassidy, and 10 versus Team Taz. Also, Young Bucks and Colt Cabana taking on Matt Hardy and Private Party, Anna Jay and Ty Conti versus Britt Baker, Penelope Ford, Lance Archer, Evil Uno, and Stu Grayson versus Eddie Kingston and Butcher and the Blade. MJF, Santana and Ortiz will take on Hangman Page and Silver and Reynolds. Khan also noted on Twitter, quote, I haven't slept much recently. I have a lot of responsibilities across my different roles, but this was the hardest week I've ever experienced. I'll miss John very much. I worked all night on a tribute card to honor him. The response from Amanda and from fans made me cry. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in. I mean, it, you know, they're obviously all pretty close over there at AEW.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Losing a guy like Brody, it obviously
it just seemed like such a you know, like such a leader in the locker room.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. It's as we mentioned yesterday when we discussed his passing, it just seems like it's a pretty massive loss. Mm-hmm. Not just for AEW, but the wrestling industry as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. There's some more context, excuse me, regarding this Brody Lee tribute show. Dave Meltzer mentioned on his most recent Wrestling Observer reporter, that he spoke to Tony Khan regarding Wednesday's Dynamite. And he said this, and these transcripts come to you via Inside the Ropes. He said, last night I was actually talking to Tony Khan. And, you know, it's a real bad situation, and he felt very pressured to put on this unbelievable show for Wednesday. He really felt it. He said he had some ideas, and I mentioned some things that I'm sure he had already thought about anyway. It wasn't like I was giving him any ideas, although I did suggest a few things, and I don't know if they're going to do them or not. Then this morning I hear from him, and he said, after our conversation, I stayed up all night and rewrote the entire show. So that was the decision from late, late last night, because we were still talking about Kenny Omega and Phoenix late last night. So that's like midnight our time, roughly. He's in Jacksonville, so it was like 3 a.m. maybe. Then he stayed up all night to rewrite the show. This is interesting as well. PW Insider is reporting that WWE may have a tribute of their own in the works, stating that, quote, numerous WWE talents and sources have reached out to state that tributes to Huber were taped yesterday prior to Raw going on the air. While there is no word where or when that material will be used, there are obviously plans for something beyond the graphic that opened last night's Raw to tribute Huber. So that would be very interesting and a situation like this hasn't really popped up necessarily where, I mean, I'm trying to remember when, you know, it's not like Owen Hart was ever in WCW.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I mean, I know his brother was there when Owen passed, and I know they did like Brett and Chris Benoit had that tribute match,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't do like any full on tributes, but it's a different situation here because, you know, obviously Brody Lee was in both companies and he had a pretty heavy hand in the WWE. He was a former mm-hmm. Intercontinental Champion, tag champion.
Former tag champion. Yeah. You know, as seen as Xavier Woods' appearance on Raw Talk last night. Obviously left quite an impression, forged a lot of friendships during his time in WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd be interested to see what WWE produces, whether it's something they're going to start rolling out on SmackDown, or this can be like a something on the network.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. They could put together a really killer, you know, video package celebrating his life, interviewing some people who are closer to him. You know, I feel like that's sort of, you know, the least they could do here in this situation. So yeah. Anyways, moving on. Pat McAfee, he might have some heat with WWE. I kind of want to call rumor killer on this one, man. What's going on with this one?
Well, go ahead and call it because let's get some background first before we get to does he not have heat. So in last week's edition of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Meltzer mentioned that, quote, we're told McAfee will be off TV for a while. It was WWE's call, not his. No exact time frame was said, but we're told he was given the impression it'll be spring. So this bit of news was, of course, picked up by several wrestling news outlets. And McAfee apparently caught wind of it because he commented on this report on Twitter saying, I think sarcastically, quote, I think I got fired on Christmas. So now to dispel any speculation rumors that McAfee actually has heat from within NXT, Meltzer mentioned most recent Wrestling Observer Radio, and this is as reported by Cage Side Seats, quote, there's no heat on Pat McAfee. No heat, none.
Well, that's good. I mean, this is like the least shocking thing ever. I actually read his, it was like a response to somebody, I think, trying to troll him.
Is that the bit from his show?
No, I saw an actual tweet, but there's a lot of tweeting going on his Twitter account. So I'm there now. And he also made a passing reference to, you know, even if this is true, I'm not huge on somebody out there talking about my personal life and personal business details on the internet for other people to comment on, you know, probably referring to this, to the report. Mm-hmm. But WWE, Triple H especially, seems really high on Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
You know, they're even when another NFL star, Gronkowski, showed up, you know, when the stuff about him delaying the WrestleMania taping, you know, got out.
Yeah.
Nothing like this is the same. Like, you know, Pat McAfee obviously is pretty well loved there by NXT.
It seems like it. It seems to be a situation, and I think Meltzer may have mentioned this on radio too, from what I read, that they just want to keep him. They want him to have do a run, take him off TV for a while, have him do a short run, take him off TV for a while. I think that's the way right now to best utilize Pat McAfee, because if he's on TV every week, you know, it's gonna not make it as special, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
you know, the novelty will wear off of Pat McAfee being on TV, and probably whatever benefits they get from it in terms of viewership would likely diminish if he was on TV every week. If he's on for a month, takes 3-4 months off, comes back, bang, you get a pop.
Yeah, you know? he's pretty popular with most NXT fans. You and I both like Pat.
Well, and he's
Pat
got a
McAfee.
huge fan base of his own outside of wrestling. Base.
Yeah,
that seems you know, will follow him to whatever he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you know? Totally.
And yeah, like we were, you know, we've been very vocal about, you know, some of the creative aspects of his last run not being up our alley. A lot of other people really liked it. Mm-hmm. None of that was a slight at Pat McAfee's ability or dedication to get into the wrestling business.
Yeah, right.
The first round of stuff he did with Adam Cole, I thought was wildly entertaining and really well done. His first match was pretty darn impressive.
Mm-hmm.
He was impressive in the War Games match.
Yeah, he was. It's just like you said, you know, the creative in his promos, what he was given to say, or the bullet points he was asked to hit, it was like a bit obnoxiously long. But yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, obviously they're huge on Pat McAfee. So,
oh yeah, yeah.
So he's probably just, you know, they don't have. They're like, hey, we want to do. Triple H has always been big on planning ahead.
I know.
Which under the structure of WWE, you know, seems antithetical to the way they do business.
And I think here's another thing too: is now that Pete Dunne's back in NXT,
mm-hmm.
him aligning with McAfee when he did. You know, I don't know if that was in the plans prior to Ridge Holland getting hurt or not.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Nonetheless, that's a good way to bring Pete Dunne back. But you run the risk of Pete Dunne, who's an exceptional talent.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's going to be a massive star if and when he ever gets to the main roster. Assuming creative is decent. He's got all the tools. Anyways, you run the risk of him being overshadowed potentially by McAfee if McAfee's there every week.
Yep.
Pete Dunne is a building block for the future. I don't know if you can say the same thing about Pat McAfee, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like
it's going to be a cornerstone in NXT for the next 2-3-4 years.
Yeah, you don't want to muddy those waters because they're kind of an ill fit, to be honest with you. And then we got one little bit here, some backstage details and questions answered about Charlotte's return. We had speculated about whether Charlotte's return to team with Asuka had been in the plan long term, but Fightful has the scoop when it was decided to bring Charlotte back, reporting this. Fightful spoke with several people within WWE who made sure to stress to us that Charlotte Flair's return was not in the cards or considered when the build to Lana versus Nia Jax feud began. Most within WWE hoped and expected Charlotte Flair would return in the fall or winter, but wasn't really factored into this aspect of the story until after Survivor Series. There are also plenty of members of the roster who were left in the dark about the return, though it was a badly kept secret over the past 3 weeks. So, my apologies to WWE. Maybe they wanted to see this Lana versus Nia Jax story carry out to its fullest conclusion. Again, sometimes benefit of the doubt is difficult to give WWE, but in this case, apparently they had wanted to do that. You could, you know, figure. And then, you know, things Lana got injured for realsies. And then Charlotte, you know, was asked to return maybe earlier than had been expected. Maybe she would have had a surprise Rumble return. That's sort of, we're in Rumble season. If she's ready to return, that's a great place to do it.
Yeah. So, yep. So I guess it answers that question, at least part of it. So
that answer. So there's my apology to WWE. Sorry for ever doubting you.
Well.
Anyways, this is speaking as the interim co-host for the Raw Recap show.
Here well, just the Raw Recap. You're still the full-time host for everything.
Full-time else, so. Co-host on News Brief, everything else. Just
Raw interim on an interim basis until we can find a more find permanent, more permanent co-host.
Although why we haven't even talked about Enforcer, it boggles my mind. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.